Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're recording.
You're recording?
Okay, good. Let me turn up this video game. Leader's ambitions.
We do a real podcast, Corbin.
I'm sorry. Can't all be quarantine cast.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Sean Salisbury, Rush Limbaugh, Joey Devine, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, Marv Albert, Sean Keen, Steve Phillips, Tom Brenneman. There's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos, and that'll be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. Patreons, Ryan Darling. Thank you, Ryan. Aaron Hutchison. Thank you, Aaron. Bo Dooling. Thank you, Bo. Special guest, Corbin A. Smith. Musical guest, Soccer Mommy. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast. And I'm back, as always, with my very good friend, America's Uncle Dad, Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. As befitting an Uncle Dad, I am dog sitting this week.
Sounds
and
right.
I got time. But mainly dog sitting.
What just happened there, Corbin? That was Corbin A. Smith, our guest.
I'm making weird noises, as always.
He's podcasting
he might urinate
from
later.
Inside of a whale.
I got a Papazon here. No, not a Papazon. What the fuck did... Footrest.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bowl of chili?
Yeah, it's a giant bowl of chili. That's his footrest.
Hey, Sean, it's not a bowl of chili. It's a wooden structure with a little pillow on top, okay?
Joey, can you play the chili drop?
Sure.
Sorry, what?
Or like a bank, maybe? I'd be like 21st century homes or something like that. Somebody makes a 3-pointer.
John, why?
Because I think it's funny.
Oh shit. I just stuck my foot in chili.
No, you did not.
I'm not fucking kidding right now. Oh my god, I went to prop up my foot on the thing I prop up my foot on sometimes, and there's a bowl of half-eaten chili in it. Ah!
Oh, Christ, dude. You got a soldier on, fucking Curt Schilling style, right? Yeah, now.
I'm about to get the hot foot. This is my chili sock game. Thankfully, I wasn't wearing socks. It just got on my skin.
Just a bare foot covered in chili, baby.
Oh my lord, John! Please continue explaining why it's funny to yell 21st century mortgages. Yeah, well,
I'll be like Bank of America, bitch.
That's right. What you heard there is, of course, Corbin A. Smith from the Daily Beast, from the Willamette Week, mm-hmm. from...
Actually, you just said it right that time, but
Vice
weird.
Sports, mm-hmm. from Deadspin,
mm-hmm.
from where else?
Pfft.
Have I named all the places?
From Mel.
From our... Oh, Mel Magazine. From our Dead blog. In which he was editor-in-chief. That's right, you heard our friend Corbin A. Smith stick his foot in a bowl of chili mid-podcast.
Oh, good to hear it. You don't say Willamette?
Yeah, it's Willamette.
Yeah, I got yelled at for saying Willamette once.
Oh, got it. Yeah, it's where it's named after Will I Am.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
From the
That's
Black really Eyed true. Peas.
Bird free.
Anyway, I was moving this footrest mm-hmm. because I wanted to sit on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, like it be. Yeah. Sorry, you it asked, up, dude. Relax.
You asked me the question, and then there were like 10 other things that you needed to. I don't even know. These are troubling times. Okay.
The host of Quarantine Cast 2020. The host of the Take It or Break It podcast.
The last Quarantine Cast. I'm working on it.
Right. Why now. Do you always cancel podcasts that everyone likes that you host, Corbs?
Wait, the last Quarantine Cast?
Yeah, I mean, the show's going to become something different, but I mean, my quarantine ends tomorrow. I got my shot. I got my immunity. I'm not living in the past here.
Oh, hey, I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should love it.
We have Corbin here to talk about something very special. Should we just get straight to the news?
Let's go right to the news. Right. Well, maybe business. We'll do we the do little bit, do the little business stuff. Actually,
all right, little business stuff at Round Rock Pod on Twitter, roundrockpod@gmail.com. Call us on the phone in the number in the description of this episode. Buy our T-shirts from the link in the description of this episode. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/roundrockpod. We put up a Watching Wiggins today, actually, along with this, our Patreon-only Andrew Wiggins podcast, where you'll get to hear me be pretty upset about the Golden State Warriors on a pretty often basis. Also, 5-star reviews on iTunes. I know, look, I've discussed with Tim Cook. I almost said Tim Pool, the Nazi, but no, it's Tim Cook, the Apple man, fake Steve Jobs. Hey, why can't my listeners give us less than 5-star reviews? And he was like, sorry, that's just how it works. So only 5-star reviews on iTunes. Sean, did I forget anything?
No, I think that's fine. You get the Discord?
Discord always popping off as part of our Patreon.com.
Really is popping off.
The other day, I got in a Fire Emblem-related fight on there.
Mm-hmm. You love chopping it up for seconds at a time on social media before you say, I've got to go to bed.
That's true. I do that. Look, I'm just trying to have better sleep hygiene. Okay.
You've been saying this as long as I've known you.
I know, but I'm actually trying now. So after dinner, I put all my bleep bloops away. I drink a little tea.
Okay,
I read
wait.
A book.
When you say all your bleep bloops, does that include the Nintendo Switch? Because I don't believe
you. That includes my Nintendo Switch.
I don't believe you.
Why would I lie to you?
What are you reading right now, Corbs?
I finished Emma like 2 days ago. And since then, I've been... 2 days ago, yeah. And since then, I've been kind of bleep blooping and reading little stuff.
I told you a book to read.
I read this morning, I've got this sort of textbook about the movies of Yasujiro Ozu.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that this morning. I don't remember what I read yesterday more. Oh,
Ozu the one that has like the fairly, I'm not to be critical, but the almost like intentionally boring films.
I think
am I thinking of a different director?
Yeah, you're thinking of Christopher Nolan.
Wait, what kind of intentionally boring? First off, there's a lot of directors like that.
Right, but there's a Japanese director you like who just has a lot of like family dramas.
Yes, I think that intentionally boring is kind of an odd way of putting it. They can be a little boring though.
I can't remember the you talked about it on the Qcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, Corbin, I told you a book to read yesterday via text and you ignored me. You should read that book. It's called Masters of Doom. About the men who made Doom. And it is wild.
I ignored it because I spent all day writing yesterday.
Yeah, but you should read Masters of Doom. It's really good. Their entire relationship falls apart because one guy goes too hard in a Dungeons & Dragons game that they've been running for 10 years and it ends the game forever. Because the other guy is such a rules stickler. He was like, well, I'm the dungeon master and I can't change the rules, so congratulations, you ruined the game. Anyway, let's get to the news.
Bah, bah. Bah, 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 bah. Ba 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 ba, round ball rock news.
This is round ball rock news. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean, what's our... It's really our only news story today.
The only news story
in America.
It absolutely felt like it came out of nowhere too.
Uh-huh. It sure did. It's the only time Paul Pierce has ever been cool, right?
I wouldn't call it that really. So Paul Pierce went on Instagram Live. And you know what? I'm going to quote from our favorite news source, which is, of course, Indy100.com. Ex-NBA star Paul Pierce, well, this is not really an accurate description, shared videos on Instagram. He went on Instagram Live showing him smoking what appears to be marijuana while surrounded by women in skimpy lingerie. The women, whom many viewers have taken to be strippers, can be seen twerking and giving one of Pierce's friends a massage as their host makes weird approving noises and says, "What's going on?" Pierce, 43, has spent the past 3.5 years with ESPN as a regular contributor to top studio shows NBA Countdown and The Jump. However, his career had recently started to falter, according to the New York Post. During a recent broadcast following a game, he said the wrong team had won live on air. He was swiftly corrected. So, Corbin, you watched a great deal of The Ledge.
Yes, because I wrote about this for the Daily Beast.
Yes, that's why we had you on. You watched
ESPN.
You're officially our Paul Pierce correspondent. So what we know, so before we get to this,
I'll play a clip from it real quick. Him talking where he makes the woman from Turkey talk.
Let me hear your accent.
I have an accent. I
hate my accent. Say hi, accent.
Hi, guys.
She's from Istanbul.
Turkey.
From Turkey. We've been to Turkey's before.
Did you like it?
Okay.
So he just referred to the country as Turkey's.
Turkey's. Yeah, but he also said she was from Istanbul's.
He did.
From Turkey's. I've been to Turkey's. Yeah, that's what he said.
So just as a sketch of Paul Pierce, first team All-American his junior year at Kansas, picked in the 10th in the 98 draft. Shaquille O'Neal gave him the nickname The Truth. Mm-hmm. Made a lot of all-star teams, won a championship once the Celtics let him be the third or fourth banana behind Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. also occasionally Rajon Rondo.
Okay, all right, that's
kind of essentially. I once referred to him as the Michael Finley of the Eastern Conference.
That's true.
And he got stabbed by a friend of a rapper named Benzino. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wait, Benzino's a rapper? I thought he was just like an industry guy. What's Benzino?
According to Wikipedia, he's an American television personality. But rapper, urban media proprietor, television personality, and record producer.
Oh. He also co-owned The Source.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, of course.
Does have at the time he had a studio album called The Benzino Project, followed by The Benzino Remix Project. Mm-hmm. He was stabbed 11 times and had a bottle.
To be fair, he was not stabbed by Benzino, but it involved Benzino. No, he was not.
Also, he owns a hookah bar in Hollywood that is also called The Truth, which has negative Yelp reviews. Let's just say
Hey, come on, Yelpers. I don't know why I've become so sympathetic to Paul Pierce in his life.
He also has a marijuana business now.
Good.
And let's see what happened.
Also called The Truth.
Yes, it's a bunch of CBD products called The Truth. He is currently being sued by a weed consultant for unpaid wages. He was hired to design and develop a warehouse to cultivate cannabis from inception to completion. And apparently he didn't pay this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Paul.
And he said that he started smoking weed after his stabbing and continued to smoke weed. Also, I would say maybe the NBA's frumpiest all-star. Is that accurate?
That's not true.
Frumpier though? Who's frumpier?
I mean, Jokic is in the league right now, dude.
I just don't think Euros count.
Wow. That's white erasure.
You expect those guys, like, I definitely believe that foreign players aren't allowed to visit American barbers for the first 3 years of their career.
What about Rasheed Wallace?
I don't know if he's frumpy in the same way though, but he's in the same like sweatpants all the time.
What about Larry Bird?
That's true. I don't know if he's like frumpy though.
I think he's very frumpy.
Yeah. So Paul Pierce, he went on Instagram.
Jerry West, he's frumpy.
Close the Corbin video, you wrote about the Paul Pierce Instagram, which is why you the Instagram live, which is why we had you on. Mm-hmm. Sean and I have not had the time to watch it. Corbin,
it's not that
tell us what happens in Paul Pierce's Instagram
well
live.
Paul Pierce, let's see what I can remember off the dome. Video starts. Paul Pierce says, "Oh yeah, give me a massage," and then one of the ladies puts her elbow in him and he goes, "Ooh, yeah." He talks. He says, "Hey, check out my party." For 2 straight minutes or so, he talks about how it's Shabbat. And wishes the Jewish people a happy Shabbat. And says that he would like to at some point maybe get in on Shabbat.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing the opposite of Shabbat in this video, though.
It's important. He is. We need to talk about his haircut too. It's a weird haircut he has in this video.
He's definitely looking at it and stroking it a lot.
Yeah, it's like a high top fade. But on like a 55-year-old man.
Okay, he's not 55.
He's spiritually 55, though. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay, Joey. I didn't know that we were just tacking years.
Remember, he didn't know how to use an emoji that one time.
Well, yeah, because he's cool.
No, it's because he's old.
He is smoking something. They said it was marijuana. I suppose that his glassy eyes probably imply that.
He also smoked marijuana on a follow-up video the next day.
Oh, good to hear. I haven't heard about the follow-up video. You'll have to pardon me.
It's only about 20 seconds long, but it's mainly him just being like, don't worry about me.
Well, that's troubling. But, you know, whatever. Let's see, what else does he do? He's playing poker. He shows off his hand. He sees another stripper in his in the comments of this Instagram live video, and he says, hey, you should get over here. You could be making some money.
That's cool.
Somebody says, hey, what about COVID? And he says, I'm vaccinated. There's a lot of people at his house. I'm not going to sit here and act like he was maybe doing COVID best practices. But after he said he was vaccinated, he said, hey, y'all, make sure you all get vaccinated too. Mm-hmm. So promotes the vaccine, socially responsible, all peers. He shows everybody his poker hand for a while. That's a little odd.
Is it a good hand?
I don't recall. That's the kind of thing you would notice, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm more into
detail oriented.
You like the vibe.
I do like the vibe. No, but power, also like you guys gamble. I don't fucking gamble. I play Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Don't you kind of gamble a little bit? Didn't you have like a
casino heist one time.
Well, that wasn't gambling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. If anybody wants to hear about my foolproof make $20 at the casino method, hit me up.
Is it like the beginning of Hard Eight?
Oh my. Okay, fine. I'll tell you how it works.
Yes.
You know what match play is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a coupon so that when you bet $10 and the match play coupon, you bet $20 instead of $10. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we would do is that two of us would go in. I was unemployed at the time, as was my friend. Mm-hmm. And one of us would play our match play on one hand, and one of us would play the match play on the other hand. And that way you always had a net profit of $5, except that we had like a lot more coupons than that. We would print them out every day. I would go to Blazer Games for very cheap, and they had these match play coupons in the Blazer programs. What I would do is that I would go to Blazer Games with a big duffel bag, and I would get as many programs as I possibly could, and I would stuff them in the duffel bag, and then we would sort of slowly go through them. Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird time. Anyway.
It's like your own Broshen's 11, right?
Yes, thank you. Broshen's 11. It was not
will that work if we go to Summer League in Vegas? Can we pay for our trip with this match play scam?
I don't know. I don't know what the match play situation is like in Vegas, so you'd have to ask Danny Ocean. Mm-hmm. I watched Ocean's 8 this week. It's not very good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
Anyway.
I even still enjoyed 13.
Back to Paul Pierce's Instagram.
Can I also say about it? I think that they were assuming that I like Sandra Bullock a little more than I do. So.
Awkwafina? What about Awkwafina?
I like Awkwafina, I guess. Awkwafina wears a really cool dress in them.
There's a lot of cool.
Yeah. Awkwafina's I thought was particularly cool. Yeah, basically it's just him in a big living room. There's like some mid-season game on in the background.
How would you describe his house, Corbin?
Mm-hmm. Open floor plan.
But does it have like divorced guy energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was talking
because to me, this whole thing is divorce guy energy.
Yeah, I was talking to David Roth last night, the Trump whisperer, the intellectual luminary, and he mentioned the fact that all the chairs that were everybody was sitting on to play poker and look at women twerking on, they were all office chairs.
Oh no, that's not good.
So. Yeah, that, I didn't notice that once again, you know, but yeah, David was like, that was really sad. Because I was spending the whole time when I was talking to David trying to be like, it's not that sad. You know, he's just trying to have a good time with his pals and some strippers. But, you know.
You know what was not sad about this? His funny joke when it's 7:50 p.m. the next day, he tweeted, good morning.
That is funny. And he seems pretty faded, but
he's
also
taking shots
at points. I think at one point he takes a shot with like a cold medicine cup which God only knows what's happening there. And yeah, there's a lot of strippers around. One or two of them promote their IG,
and that's cool. Sex work is work. We're not here to we're not here to shame strippers or people who go to strippers.
At one point, Paul kind of raises the phone above his head, and he's got a butt in his in the
behind
back
his shoulder. Yeah,
yeah. And the lady wiggles her butt around, and Paul Pierce gets this look on his face that's like, "Oh my God, this is incredible." It just seemed like mostly he was just having a good time. And and then at one point there's a lady from Istanbul's, and he says she's been to Turkey's.
I've been to Turkey's.
He's been to Turkey's.
She's from Turkey's. I've been to Turkey's.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell if he's joking. But
I would say in general it's always hard to tell if Paul Pierce is joking.
Yeah. So, at one point, he's looking at the comments and he says, "Everybody's hating. Stop hating." And some people say it seems sad or it's sort of monumentally divorced. I kind of thought like, he said, because you know these athletes, right? The part of their life that they had always planned for, it's like done now, you know? And left to do with your life at that point is to like, either you can transmute that psychotic competitiveness into something else, like Michael Jordan building a whole golf course that only he can play on that is designed specifically for his game. Or you can be like Reggie Miller and you can do trail cycling, or you can be like Joe Johnson and do another kind of cycling.
Well, I think we know what Reggie Miller's real pursuit is in the off season, right?
Yeah. Well,
married women.
Yes. Also that.
The only NBA star who was so aggressive about pursuing married women that someone hired banner plane to fly over the beach.
Or
that says Reggie Miller, stop
pursuing married women.
Stop pursuing married women.
To this, I don't value the institution of marriage. you can do that, or you can do the thing where you're like, damn, what now? And then you realize that you just get to vibe forever. And, I think that's better and I think that's healthier than what some of these other ex-athletes do. So I support Paul Pierce in his pursuit of having the boys over to play a little poker and look at butts.
I will say I recently finished the audiobook of Vin Baker's God and Starbucks. And this very much sounded like how Vin Baker liked to relax while his career was skidding downhill very rapidly. The difference is that we didn't see Paul Pierce also like eat a large meal, but everything else was basically from,
you know, it has to be said, it is really a shame that we didn't get to see Paul Pierce eat a large meal.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the food at the hookah bar is not great though.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to prescribe sadness to this other than like this, his house has divorce guy energy, because you know what? He's been in quarantine for a year. He just got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let the truth kick back.
He recommends the vaccination.
Yeah. Let the truth have his roaring 20s.
Paul Pierce has already been more responsible than former President Donald Trump, you know? So sure. You got to give him that. At least.
Also, it appears that the Truth Hookah Bar is something closed, else right? Now. It's called it's Samba closed. Lamba.
Yeah, there's no way it's still.
I mean, there's no way like a hookah bar does not serve COVID, but especially not a hookah bar managed by
Paul Pierce. Yeah.
Oh, there's also Vin Baker also opens a disastrous vanity restaurant. Mm-hmm. That's like Vinny's Seafood House in Connecticut.
It's got Baker in the name.
I actually want to
That bar was not open long, Joey.
I actually want to have our friends James Austin Johnson and Danny Palumbo on from the Macaroni Zone podcast to discuss NBA menus of NBA players' restaurants here someday. So,
are there multiple like pasta based podcasts? I guess there are. I mean, I'm into it. Danny's a really good cook. Mm-hmm. James is great too.
Yeah. Hey, if I was starting a pasta based podcast, you know what I'd call it?
What?
Podsta.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, that's been our guest, Corbin A. Smith.
Fair enough. Hey, always a pleasure. I want to check out the Daily Beast. Got something about Mortal Kombat up on there today.
But no, we need to then talk about the ESPN portion of this here now.
Yeah, cool. Because these hogs.
Yeah.
At this fucking network, this fucking House of Mouse bullshit network.
Fired Paul Pierce the next day, and you know what? It's probably because the women in his house, it was consensual. That's a Mike Tirico thing. All right, keep going, Corbs.
Yeah, they just they got a bug up their fucking ass. They said, "Oh, Paul Pierce is having too good fun. Of a time."
Yeah.
And they said, "We better get him the fuck out of here." Mm-hmm. They fired him.
I think it's hard to smoke weed on a video while employed by Disney.
I don't know. Look, being employed by
Sebastian ESPN Stan is not Disney. On Instagram every week, and they don't care.
But it's also possible that all of the sexual harassers and sexual abusers at ESPN mm-hmm. for the first 30 to 40 first years at the network have ruined it for everyone.
I mean,
those guys have all the fun. Is that what that book's called?
Yeah. But like, even then, like, did they like, or were they just like, we don't like that Paul Pierce made a video of this? Rumpf.
I mean, I think...
And Mike Tirico still works there, am I correct?
Well, yeah. Yes. The other thing is that it's not like Paul Pierce had a really secure job at ESPN. Like, they were... I mean, he was essentially... It was like every month or so, he would say something, and then the internet would rise up as, that is incredibly dumb. How did Paul Pierce... say that.
Like, oh, wait, no. Again, I take that back. Mike Tirico works for NBC Sports now, so.
That's true. Well,
yeah. I'm good sorry. Job.
He's ESPN. Waiting for Al Michaels to die so he can do Sunday Night.
I mean, who fucking among us, am I right?
But yeah, it's... I think it's that Paul Pierce had already been having a lot of his workload cut down mm-hmm. because supposedly he was never
he was bad
prepared.
At television.
And he did.
hold on. He was a bad basketball analyst I'm not sure he was bad television.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with that. There was a time period there where the best thing they would do on ESPN's TV show is try and goad him into saying he was, like, better than LeBron James like or whatever.
That was good TV.
You're correct.
Like, he was like a holy fool at some point.
Right.
Was, you know, it was, or like.
And I certainly prefer what Paul, that to whatever Kendrick Perkins is doing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. About,
Jay Williams.
Here's the thing about ESPN. Their shows are all produced within a fucking inch of their life. They are boring. You don't learn anything. And they're also do everything they can to make them not entertaining. And Paul Pierce was the most interesting thing on the network.
Well, that's not correct.
I mean, he was not good at being on television.
Because no. Brian Windhorst is there, Corbin.
Okay. I meant like,
but also like
in their broadcast.
Go ahead, sorry.
So I'm just saying, like, the most notable thing that you would come away from was, look at this shit Paul Pierce did. That's a lot better than, like, Billups says they need to shoot more threes. Like, you know.
I mean, it's just like... I just think he was philosophically not, like... I mean, not even from an entertainment perspective. Like, I think he was probably not really fulfilling the responsibilities of his job.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but I also think that's cool.
Sorry, Sean. I didn't know you liked work this much.
No, it's just like
Sean Keane, colon. I love work.
He's just like not funny though. You know what I mean? Like there's a difference between...
There was a we are laughing at Paul Pierce, not with Paul Pierce. Certainly a strain going on there a lot of the time. I do think this is... It's interesting. I think one thing we should...
Like, I just don't know why he was ever on the show at all, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand...
Because he's famous.
Yeah, and I guess, like... I mean, I don't really think he should have been fired for this. It's just that I don't think he really should have been hired at all because he was probably...
What should they have done instead?
Like, not hiring him?
Yeah, I don't... Who should be getting Paul Pierce's ESPN minutes?
I don't know. Richard Jefferson? Someone who... He just doesn't add a lot.
Are you ever going to talk about what Richard Jefferson did on the show? No, but you're going to talk about Paul Pierce.
Not knowing which team won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think that's what they're looking for, because at that point, just put, like, I don't know. Who's the guy with all the guns in his house? Who's that beanpole redhead? You know
Robert
what I mean?
Like Swift?
Like, yeah. I guess I don't have as much amusement with the, I just don't find it that entertaining when he's like, I'm better than everybody. And then people are like, you're an idiot. And he just goes like, okay. Like, cause
he did also maybe confess to shitting himself during the wheelchair thing.
He did. And also, I mean, I don't have any problem with somebody who is, you know, high all the time, but it doesn't make you in general a lot better than being on television. And it seems like this seems pretty clear.
Can you believe you've been doing this show with this fucking prude for so long?
He's just not like, he's not really very entertaining. It seems like there's nothing
on those ESPN shows is entertaining.
Jalen's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Jalen's a lot better than Paul Pierce. It just seems like you would want someone who's maybe trying a little bit.
Look, here's what I want out of ESPN. Uh-huh. Stephen A. Smith 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good. Everything on so ESPN what, if basically the,
if
sucks.
That show was just Stephen A. Smith was the host and Paul Pierce was the guy,
Stephen A. Smith and Brian Windhorst together 24 hours a day on ESPN. How's that sound?
Paul Pierce, also the worst superstar of his era, completely overrated simply by playing in Boston and then being from LA.
Well, this is what I want to talk about before we got into how Sean hates weed or whatever.
He's a prude.
Paul Pierce's career trajectory was not, I guess, the Draymond Green incident with Paul Pierce. It feels like a real sliding doors moment, right? Not to be Bill Simmons about
it. Oh, yeah, when people realized that making the All-Star team in the Eastern Conference in 2003 was not climbing much of a mountain.
Yes, because Paul Pierce was on his way to everyone respecting him, and then a mic caught Draymond Green absolutely destroying Paul Pierce. And then
also like 20 seconds into a game.
Yeah. And then all of America was like, yeah, he's right. We do hate Paul Pierce.
I hated him before, but then I watched him smoke weed with a bunch of strippers and his pals. And now I'm back to like, yeah, Paul Pierce is all right.
No, but that's where I'm getting. To me, this is actually a redemption story.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Because working at ESPN and being like, yeah, I'm better than Dwayne Wade while Rachel Nichols laughs in his face was the bottom of the that was his rock bottom here. But him getting fired from ESPN for being cool, and then posting a video of himself laughing with the text #smile right afterwards. This is the comeback story. People like Paul Pierce again. This is a great story.
They still don't like him that much, but I guess that's maybe better. I mean, there was nowhere to go than up for me with Paul Pierce, but he hit that bottom pretty early in my estimation. So yeah, I guess literally anything was better than what he was before for me. Like he probably could, like if he killed somebody, like maybe Travis Bickle style, that would also be an upgrade. Like there's a lot of things he could do as long as he was getting fired, you know, like Tiger Woods car crash, that would have elevated him in my estimation, you know.
Can we talk about this Tiger Woods car crash for a second?
I haven't been following it that much, but I just heard he was going like 85 miles an hour
he was going 85 in a 45. Yeah,
there's just like never been a public figure with a more intense death drive than that guy.
Johnny Knoxville maybe.
It feels like Knoxville's doing it for friendship. It feels like Tiger's doing it just to feel something, you know?
Yeah, so he was going 75 when he hit a tree, but it was, oh no, he was up to 87. Mm-hmm. And he didn't break at all. Do you think he passed out? Is that the reason? He doesn't seem like
his blood came back clean, right?
I think he was just trying to drive as fast as he could.
It's possible. Maybe he was driving.
Don't bring that up. Let's just.
Well, I mean, he also is recovering from back surgery. Maybe he's on some pain pills. But I also kind of think that Tiger Woods would try to drive a dangerous, exciting road really fast in a like promo vehicle.
Because he's a Navy SEAL.
That's true.
Yeah, and like, it just sounds like, yeah, like he's trying to feel something. Because I remember reading in Sammy Hagar's autobiography about how incredibly fast he would drive, and it was like
I don't know if you've heard, Sean, but he actually physically cannot drive 55.
Yeah, he can't. And in fact, got out of a lot of speeding tickets, according to him, because cops would make that joke.
Red Racker!
Like, not write him up. But no, it just, it does seem like, doesn't Michael Jordan drive really fast? I'm sure he does. Maybe, right?
I'm sure.
I mean, he is probably a little more in control of his passions than Tiger is, but yeah, you got to imagine, right?
I mean, he did get a DUI a couple of years ago, but
back to basketball.
MJ?
Yeah, I mean, the Tiger thing just is a little bit sad.
Actually, but let's mention the let's mention a Michael Jordan fact we learned this week, guys.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely.
Sean, you're old enough to remember this. I'm not sure Corbin is.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the hottest videos in the early 90s was called Michael Jordan's Playground. Do you know whose first directorial debut? Do you know whose directorial debut that was, Sean? And Corbin, that we learned this week?
I know.
David Fincher?
I don't know. It's Zack Snyder,
baby.
Wow. So is there going to be like a 3-hour, four by three?
Yeah. Well, there already was. It was called The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if it would have come out all that different if Zack Snyder was in it. We would have found out what Michael Jordan was doing on 9/11 for sure. Actually, Michael Jordan did donate his salary that year to some kind of 9/11 relief fund.
He did. I think that he might have even said he was coming back to the NBA on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. It was very close to 9/11.
Anyway, give me the Snyder cut of Michael Jordan's Playground. I think Tim Hardaway needs a backstory Playground.
While we have Corbin here, I think we should talk about Draymond Green's week, too. Mm-hmm.
Did we finish talking about Paul Pierce?
No.
No, we can keep talking about Paul Pierce, sure.
Corbin, what would you like to say about Paul Pierce?
Well, okay, so we're talking about how this redeems him.
Mm-hmm.
Separates him from the stain of Celtics respectability, certainly. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, Tommy Heinsohn would hate this.
Oh, my God, he'd be so mad. Mm-hmm. Paul Pierce, looking at wiggling butts. I'm from New England. I don't approve of that kind of thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Heinsohn, this animal, Tommy Heinsohn.
How many Tommy points does the lady giving a massage get? Zero, right?
Zero. I mean,
she gets like 50 for.
Joey points.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so here's what has happened. He is an ignoble basketball player who gets demolished by Draymond Green on microphone.
Mm-hmm.
He is an even more ignoble presence on ESPN where he openly mails in his appearances and says just like wild shit all the time. To the point where people constantly make fun of him. Now, I think that's a value add, personally, but apparently Sean Keane just loves the integrity of broadcast. He parties so hard that he gets fired from that ESPN job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we look into the future. We look into what ESPN's broadcast is going to be now. I'll tell you this, it's probably not going to be that good. It's probably going to continue.
I mean, it's already bad.
Yeah,
he also was already getting phased out.
Mm-hmm. And it's
for Jay Williams, who sucks worse, honestly.
Or like Scottie Pippen, who is actually almost what Paul Pierce is aspiring to be now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like real disconnected, but very prideful, but also just kind of like, doesn't he have a job for the Bulls where he can just kind of sit courtside and get drunk during games?
Yeah.
Hell. And again, I'm not necessarily critiquing that. I just feel like
Steve Ballmer should hire Paul Pierce to do that for the Clippers.
Why not the Washington Wizards? Just to remind everyone that he was there
Where he single-handedly beat the Raptors that year in a playoff series.
And then he should constantly complain about people being kind to Isaiah Thomas the whole time.
Well,
remember when he didn't let him show the Isaiah Thomas tribute video?
Yep.
So, in the future, Paul, whenever Jay Williams is on, Now people are going to say, they never should have fired Pierce over that bullshit. This is good for Paul Pierce, folks.
What do you think his next move is?
That's what I wanted to ask everyone.
Is he going to become like a... Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Paul Pierce obviously likes weed, likes hanging out with his boys, likes streaming. I think he needs to take over Myers Leonard's old position.
I agree.
Not mad.
Be a Twitch guy.
Although I feel like Paul Pierce's Twitch stream would get DMCA'd within like 37 seconds.
Like he'd be playing some music.
He'd be showing a movie or music. Yeah.
Do you think?
You'd be like, what's Paul up, Pierce y'all? Today we're watching.
This video game's boring. Let's turn on. Kazam.
Do you think he would like accidentally show his dick on a live stream?
Let's watch Belly again.
I mean, I don't think he uses technology very well. So yes, it's very possible.
Yeah, it would be like not even like a Tubin thing. Just like he'd be like getting, he'd dressed, be like changing from loose pants into looser pants in the background,
putting on a bathing suit to get in his hot tub.
Uh huh.
This sounds great. I don't, you know.
I could also see him doing a live stream where his like iPad or whatever device he's using just like falls into the ocean, like a minute or two in.
I mean, apparently Paul he was thinking about getting into the podcast space already, so we might be getting a podcast by a
like him and 44-year-old
burnout.
So if he did a serious podcast, what do you think he should focus on? Like, because obviously he could just have a bullshit J.J. Redick-style podcast where he's like sharing his obnoxious thoughts and making himself look terrible. But I think it needs to be more focused. I think Paul Pierce needs a theme.
Hey, the Supreme Court.
Oh, that would be so tight. Paul Pierce, the legal truth.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. And it's him and like, it's okay. So it's like a comedian, like a Mike Epps style comedian and an esteemed legal scholar.
Well, yeah, Tubin's not up to much.
Oh, yeah. Paul Pierce and Jeffrey Tubin.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth. And hand is like all caps. And then all the other things are lowercase because of the masturbation.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you know what he's going to do.
I don't.
He's going to start a fake All the Smoke. It's going to be like him and Big Baby.
Oh, well, because
I don't think it's going to be Big Baby. I don't think that anybody goes out of their way to be around Big Baby.
No, Big Baby was on the when TNT did the like Celtics reunion. Big Baby was one of them. It was Rondo, Garnett, Pierce, not Ray Allen, obviously. Big Baby and Doc.
Yeah. Big Baby's available.
Yeah.
I'll say that right now.
That's fair.
I don't think
was Delonte on that team? No, right?
Delonte's on an earlier incarnation of the Celtics, like the 2006 Celtics or something.
Okay. Oh, he was on LeBron's team at the time.
He and Jameer, he was on the late, basically Delonte West went from the Celtics to the Cavs. Yeah.
Okay.
He seems to be done. Big Baby's legal problems seem to be over, actually. They like smoking lots of pot, so and you know, which they, I hate like, for the passion.
Yeah, you do hate pot.
Could Paul Pierce like
it whenever somebody's great. Smoking pot, Sean walks in the room with like sage. He's like, get this demon out of here.
I'm basically Adam Goldberg in Dazed and Confused, where I'm just constantly like, oh, it smells like someone's smoking the reefer. And then avoided out dude beats me up. Yeah. Okay, what if he just becomes like Kendrick Perkins's Cyrano de Bergerac? Where Kendrick Perkins starts giving secretly Paul Pierce takes to try to build himself up at ESPN.
So Kendrick Perkins is saying stuff like, I was definitely better than Joel Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah, he just moves everything one step over to be accurate for Kendrick Perkins, where he's like, no, don't call Durant a cupcake. Call Ray Allen a cupcake now. And then it doesn't seem like Paul Pierce is necessarily a great entrepreneur. But could he have some kind of like tangential marijuana related business? Like, would you like a Paul Pierce bong maybe, or like a Paul Pierce,
like a giant bong in the shape of Paul Pierce?
I'm trying to think like some kind of, he already endorses vape pens actually.
Here's what it should be shaped like. It should be shaped like the pixelated rocket emoji that he tweeted that one time.
Oh yeah, and they run a commercial for it where Paul Pierce takes a big hit off the rocket emoji bong, and then they have to push him into the stripper room in a wheelchair because he's just that high. He can't.
Oh, well,
that.
I was gonna say,
and it's like it's you get so high you shit yourself.
I was gonna say that the bong is like it's Paul Pierce in the wheelchair.
Corbin, there's something I wanted to ask you about here. So you have an obsession with another washed athlete's Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Which is shirtless sauna working out Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is this sort of the yin to Joe Johnson's yang?
100%, yes. Joe Johnson perpetually underrated in the way that Pierce is overrated.
Also, they had similar games, weirdly, too.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he was just on worse teams.
Joe.
He actually had more of a skill set.
Joe was basically on there day and night. Hemsworth. He's just like, it's like following Chris Hemsworth. He is like, he's got the fucking crotch V. He's fucking beefed out. You can watch
videos. He's somehow in better shape than he was as an NBA.
Oh yeah. Player. Well, I can't even imagine how. He does workouts. He's got his kid. He never wears a fucking shirt. Paul Pierce, of course, has not taken a shirt off for 15.
Since like 15. Yeah, like. He's going to be in a hot tub on one of those Twitch streams wearing a shirt, fat kid at the pool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I own a swimming shirt, and I feel like whenever anybody talks about a fat guy wearing a shirt in the pool, they're like, I can't believe, you know, I was doing it because I was ashamed. Da, da, da. And every time I hear that, I'm like, fucking leave me alone. I just like wearing the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dick. Just let me wear my fucking modesty shirt, man. Anyway, this has been something that annoys me about body positivity. One time I was watching Joe Johnson's Instagram live, and he was working out in what looked like a sweat lodge.
Like a straight up sauna. It's like an all tiny wood room.
Yeah, fucking pushing it to the limit.
Yeah, like just sweat dripping down his body. And Corbin proceeded to take screenshots and text them to all of his friends with no context at like 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, but the other thing about this is that he goes to be done with his vanity Instagram workout. And he accidentally presses the flip, and he presses the flip, and you see that it's in his backyard. It's just in a woodshed. Anyway.
Will he make the Hall of Fame, Corbin?
Rules. Reggie's also rules. He trail cycles constantly.
I want to have... I know this comedian who's based in Indianapolis who... is constantly interacting with Reggie Miller on Instagram. And I invited her to come on the podcast and talk about that. just to be like, what's Reggie like? How's it going? What do you think about the Pacers? You've been doing a lot of
can I be honest with you guys?
You've been doing a lot of live comedy shows during a pandemic. How's that going?
As a lot of people know, I have kind of just sort of not been watching basketball this year.
That's why we had John Wilmes on last week.
But Wilmes, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I got to tell you, I don't know if I can name a single Indiana Pacer. Sabonis, he's on the Pacers, right?
I mean, they don't have that many new guys.
Corbin, what do you think their coach's name is?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Can I tell you the first name that popped into my head?
Yeah.
Frank Vogel?
It's not Frank Vogel. He's kind of the new Frank Vogel.
Yeah, but he is still coaching the world champion Lakers.
Hold on,
Corbin.
I'm gonna send Corbin, look in the chat. I'm gonna send you a picture of the Pacers' new coach, and I want you to tell me what you think this guy's name is. Okay.
All right, go right ahead.
I mean, there's no way to guess this, but
I don't know. Oh my lord.
Here, I'll send you another one.
So for people not here, he sent a picture of a man with a white man with a shaved bald head, kind of like a little bit of a roidy head and face, maybe.
Can I tell you, on that first one, I wasn't sure he was white until I saw the second one.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a like a Vin face, very prominent ears too. Mm-hmm. I might not notice if he did have hair.
I think his name is Don Jones.
Mm-hmm. By the way, look at that first picture, that second picture, sorry. There's like a mafia Don sitting next to him on there the Pacers is. Bench. Is that? Oh, no, that's him in, I believe that's actually him at his old job.
Yeah.
That second picture. Who was that?
This third picture is horrible. Oh, my lord, I hate this.
Is that the guy who's
Decker the same size?
Corbin, do you want to know this guy's name?
Of course.
His name is Nate Bjorkgren.
Fuck off. Shut the fuck up.
I believe that guy's... Oh, so that guy next to him on the bench, mm-hmm. who I said looks like a mafia don?
Yeah.
His name is Sergio Scariolo.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. So he is a mafia don.
Here's Nate with
and
hair.
And he coaches the Spanish national team.
His hair looks... you know what? I would not normally compliment a man for bicking his hair, but his hair looks fucking horrible here.
Yeah,
it just balded in a weird way. But he does definitely have like a little bit of a like video game starter head. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you would think you could add features to that Dapper Dan ass.
Yeah, like a tattoo that says damaged on his forehead, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can customize that in 2K, right? Yeah. Anyway, you know a bunch of guys in the Pacers. They made no moves in the offseason, Joey. Corbin.
Oh.
They just got rid of one of their three TJs left.
You know what happened, Blazer. You hear about these Blazer fans, these hogs? Mm-hmm. Like every time anybody talks, they're like, We gotta get Sabonis. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you guys know he's like good, right?
Well, they just want him because he's Sabonis' son.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and he's white, obviously.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's they got to keep the quota up for those guys. Do you like Norman Powell? Are you excited about Norman Powell?
Yeah, sure. Why not? In the abstract.
Now, so here's my question: Portland loves Powells, but they hate normies. Is that going to be a problem?
So, like, I mean, what's the response here that's going to make this bit worth it? You think?
No, it's nothing worth it.
Because there wasn't anything.
Looking at pictures on a podcast.
Yeah, sorry, that's my fault. I just, I can't stop looking at pictures of Nate Bjorkgren now.
Uh-huh. Gren is really upsetting.
Are you into the Blazers this season, or are you just not watching any basketball at all?
I hear what's happening. Right. I was, you know, you, here's what happened too, okay? Because it isn't just like, oh, I'm sick of the NBA's bullshit. It isn't anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I had to adopt an aggressive personal policing around social media usage.
Mm-hmm.
And watching basketball and looking at Twitter, I really aggressively linked in my mind.
Sure.
Right. So I kind of had to, you know, at least for a while, sort of shove that thing to the side if I was going to, you know, be a good boy and not.
Mm-hmm. And and you're not using any bleeps and bloops at night, and that's when the basketball is.
That too. I mean, I watch a movie occasionally, but.
All right,
you know what's kind of incredible about the Blazers this year?
I don't. They should be way
worse differential than they are. Like, what's that?
They should be way worse than they are.
It's crazy that they have an even point differential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're scoring. they are fifth in offense and 26th in defense, and their points per game are the same on both sides.
Yeah. They've
scored three more points than they've given up this year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of insane for 50 games.
Yeah. And they, basically, the only reason they've been winning is because Lillard has like these gigantic clanging brass balls.
Well, and he also gets a lot of foul calls, so there's a lot of games that come down to like
all right, game all right, at the line. All right, Steph Curry has a congratulations, man.
Do you think Steph Curry shoots a lot of free throws, Corbin?
Sure, I don't know why not.
He does not.
Actually, does not.
Sounds like he needs to be a little more aggressive.
Corbin,
I think you should write an open letter to the refs on Instagram.
Corbin, I have a question for you. You haven't been following basketball.
Not really.
Who do you think the Minnesota Timberwolves coach is?
Jim Boylan? Is it Jim Boylan?
No. No.
I remember this. I heard about this because Vanderpool works there and they didn't hire Vanderpool and Damian Lillard was like, why the fuck didn't they hire Vanderpool? And they hired some fucking cracker.
They hired a man who I would say looks like he would be a turf on Twitter. I would describe as that's my name is Chris Finch.
Yeah.
God, that is a classic name. Like that's a
ugh, oh, what a hideous animal, man. I remember. And I avoided my not using Twitter thing to sort of speak up on behalf of the fact that black coaches can never seem to get hired in a league that is like 70% black. Mm-hmm. And I got a few people in my mentions being like, maybe this Chris Finch guy is really awesome. And I was like, yeah, all right, well, you're a racist. We get it.
Okay. I am glad that Dame Lillard complained about that instead of not winning the All-Star MVP award.
All right.
hey, look, he got his bubble MVP award. That was pretty good.
Did he complain about the not making the All-Star, not getting the All-Star MVP?
Yes, he did.
Oh, well.
I mean, he didn't publicly do it, but Chris Haynes said that members of Damian Lillard's camp were mad at him for voting for Giannis instead.
Did you guys see when
he shot 100%?
Giannis did not miss a shot.
Did you guys see when they were passing the relief bill? And one of the things they said was like, when the last time we had to do this, we didn't do a good enough job. We didn't make it big enough. And there was an article in the New York Times where they were like, Barack Obama declined to comment, but Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod, and a third guy who is Obama's close friend all said that they were all ungrateful dickheads. And I was like,
they said that people were ungrateful dickheads about the relief package,
about the first relief pack, about the housing relief package.
Oh, in 2009.
Yeah, but Obama just like transparently told all of his little
flies. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Sorry,
I don't like that somebody's saying I did something wrong. Oh, bro.
All right.
Sorry.
We We don't need to relitigate the housing crisis.
I think maybe we... Yeah, no, we don't.
I mean, look, there's a basketball podcast hosted by another comedy man who I'm sure he'll do that there. It's Adam McKay's new show. All right. I think that's our episode, right, guys?
Can we talk about Draymond real briefly just because we have Corbin here?
Sure.
Yeah. Draymond, dude, what's going on?
So he had a week. I'm just going to give you a couple.
Okay.
It's sort of weird where he's been going for it. So first he talked about the WNBA, and it was like, it seemed like he was coming out in favor of pay equality.
Which he was initially when he was tweeting, and then he about it, and then later he gave an interview and it was like bad.
Yeah, he said, I'm really tired of seeing them complain about the lack of pay because they're doing themselves a disservice by just complaining. They're not laying out steps they can take. It's coming off as a complaint because the people who can change it are just going to say, well, the revenue isn't there. They're going to keep using that, but the reality is, as true as that is, it's an excuse. Because everyone says we support women, we support women's empowerment, we support women in the workplace, we do X for women, blah, blah, blah. And everyone uses it to their advantage, but yet these women are not using these people who are saying these very things to their advantage. Which,
not great.
Not great.
I don't quite even understand the message, I don't think.
I mean, I think what he's trying to get at is you can't just say you support women, you should actually watch the WNBA, but while putting it on women. No, because when he tweeted, that's what the wording was. And honestly,
I think he was
trying... But now he's being canceled for being anti-WNBA.
I mean, I think what he's saying is, like, you have to go to Nike or something, or go to the corporations, but it also kind of comes off as him saying, you know, not I assume they are doing that, you know what I mean, like I think they probably are little more sophisticated than he is putting up.
It's bad. The Onion absolutely owned him.
That was like a headshot. That he recommended that WNBA players attach themselves to a world-class shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also went on Kevin Durant's podcast. Weird. They're not feuding anymore. The et ceteras, is that how you say it? What are you supposed to say?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry. Kevin Durant has a podcast.
Called the et ceteras. Yeah.
Hey, look, Kevin. Posting's not enough, Corbin.
What are you doing, man?
He's got thoughts. He needs to spread them. The boardroom's canceled, right?
It's still on.
I'm just so worried about him. You know.
Well, he's thriving. He's playing with his best friends.
What did Draymond say on Kevin Durant's podcast?
He said, they soft as hell. I've found myself trying to talk shit to some of these young dudes that won't talk. And they're like trying to be a friend. That's what these young dudes do nowadays. I don't understand it. There's more talent around.
Who's he talking about?
Young players.
Jason Tatum.
Oh, okay.
There's more talent around the league than there's ever been. From a talent standpoint.
Me and Jason are eating a different kind of sandwich. Makes me sick.
My sandwich has steak. From a talent standpoint, the league is in a good space. But as pure basketball lovers who love competition at the highest level, I think they got to catch up in that department.
You know who he's talking about.
Carl Anthony Towns.
D'Angelo Russell. That would be my guess.
It sort of seems like he's just like sucking up to Charles Barkley now.
He's trying so hard to be Charles Barkley.
He also this week just openly said, I'm never going to be a basketball coach. He's like, I don't want to have that basketball schedule.
Oh, all
right. I'm sure he has a job. He'll be great on TNT when that happens. Actually, now
I would actually bet money he ends up coaching Michigan State, though. Though he's saying that now.
when Tom Izzo,
I gotta say him and Michigan State track pants and track jacket. And but he's like older. I mean, that cuts a good figure.
I mean, look, it seems obvious. He just
maybe he's starting to get a little round around the midsection too. Oh yeah.
I mean, that's definitely happening every year, Corbin. But and then the final thing on Andrew Bogut's podcast, Draymond was not actually on this podcast.
Oh, the Rogue Bogues?
The Rogue Bogues. And I will deliver this in.
There are way too many NBA players, guys. You don't need to host a podcast, fellas.
Uh-huh. Well, Andrew Bogut, I think, sort of does, because he's got to leverage his Jordan Peterson, his dunking Jordan Peterson.
He can probably whip all the racists of Australia into quite a community. And here's what Andrew Bogut said in my pitch-perfect Andrew Bogut impression. Not going to name the player, but I've heard the Warriors players didn't take too lightly to these comments. They basically made it known that Andre Iguodala, our finals MVP, was okay with coming off the bench, but we have Kelly motherfucking Oubre who won't. And that was not directed behind his back. That was to his face. Crikey. So that seems like it was Draymond, although Kelly Oubre says it didn't happen.
I don't think it was Draymond.
Kelly Oubre said it just didn't happen at all. But
I don't think I would bet money Draymond doesn't talk to Andrew Bogut that much.
It doesn't seem like the kind of guy
he's a little low level fame for Draymond's friendship group.
That's very true. I mean,
Draymond is very openly friends with LeBron James and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and actually goes out of his way to talk about how he doesn't like when other lesser NBA players are friends with him. In fact, just now.
Yep. Anyway, he should stop talking about the WNBA. It's a shitty take. I don't want to have to defend it because I can't defend it. And I love Draymond, and I've got a Draymond green fathead in my house. So please, Draymond, stop.
Yeah.
You have a Draymond green fathead in your house?
Well, it's like a big head.
Like a thing they hand out at the games, you know?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like one of the full body ones.
No.
I had a LeBron fat head for a while because I bought them when, I bought one when Dan Gilbert was selling them for whatever day.
1487 or whatever.
1780, whenever Benedict Arnold betrayed the 1778, I think. Those things are not very, they're too heavy. We thought we could use it as a prop, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear
They're like wrestling mats. It's a bad product.
All right, Corbs, what do you want to plug?
You know, I'm in the Daily Beast twice this week.
Ooh.
What?
What's your up about? Paul Pierce and...
Venmo transactions between Matt Gaetz and Joel Greenberg?
No, I'm afraid not. It's about video games.
What video games?
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's a retro.
You can't say that. You have to. You have to
say it.
Voice.
Come on, say it, Corbin.
I'm sorry. Mortal Kombat.
No,
do it for real.
That's more. I gotta tell you guys. I don't know if I have it in my head.
You can do it, dude. It's more of a wail.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat! Is that
it? No. A
little closer, but still not.
I wrote about like the politics of Mortal Kombat. I've always been more of a Street Fighter guy.
My favorite part about that famous Joe Lieberman thing is when he goes, Sega! Right? He does that? Mortal Kombat! It's that.
Kombat!
Yeah. It's like more of a prodigy thing.
So, Mortal Kombat!
There we go. Okay. All right. Sean, read Corbs in the Daily Beast. Sean, what would you like to plug?
Watch my Zoom comedy show on Friday nights.
Will do. Where can they get the link for that?
They can get that at nakedcomedy.org/self-care comedy. It's a Zoom show.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter @FrankieMuniz. who on April, follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on April 6th, I tweeted, "Hot damn, I like Rice-A-Roni," at Rice-A-Roni US.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Trust the process.
Well, I did a
He's just like, it's like too. You can't feel true pleasure.
Sean, what's your song?
It's an LCD Sound System song about Paul Pierce. It's called Paul, My Friend.
Great. And then as for me, Trust the Process.
Trust the Process.
Shut it down. Let's all, hey, think about my cat we had to put to sleep this week, Dr. Venkman.
This episode's dedicated to Venkman.
Yeah. Rest in peace to a cat I never said anything bad about.
Yeah, rest in peace, Dr. Venkman.
That's how it starts. We go on Instagram Live. We count the strippers, and it's clearly more than five. And if there's bloods, then all the better, because you know we're gonna get real high. And if you've ever been to Turkey's, then maybe you've met this guy. He's fallen apart. Owned a hookah bar. He loves to see the girls dance. He's climbing straight into a wheelchair, so no one knows that he shit his pants. And if he gets laid off, if he gets laid off, if he gets laid off, at least he's still an entrepreneur. He's got his CBD business, but there ain't gonna be a farewell tour. Oh, you spent the first 5 years trying to share with Antoine, and the next 5 years trying to team up with Ray Allen. Oh, only Bill Simmons thought he was a match for LeBron. Yeah, I know he's unemployed, but now he won't get roasted by Jalen. He made all stars when he was on some bad teams, and when he farts, his shorts leak at the seams. Though when he's running out of drugs, and his TV gig's slipping away, not really that big of a deal, because weed's legal in LA. Oh, you spent the first 10 years trying to be Jason Kidd, and you never work out, so it looks like you're always tired. Blowing Game 7 in 2010 while Kobe can't shoot. Yeah, ESPN sucks, but Paul, my friend, you're fired.
he's called The Truth. It's a nickname from Shaq. His only lie was that those girls were massaging his back. And if he was a fool, if he was a fool, if he was a fool on TV, that's every. Like his credibility got stabbed every time his mouth opens to speak. Oh, and with a fight like a dad and some laughable takes, he's much worse than Dwayne Wade, but let's let him pretend. Smoking pot in his car, Ellie's totally fake. He thinks over and over again, my cure's gonna end. Oh, if you're weird, hookah lounge closes down in a year. From your brand new head shop, you forget what you meant when you read what you said. Job should have let you retire, but now, oh my friend, you're fired. Oh my friend, you're fired. Oh my friend, you're fired. If Rachel Jessup Paul Pierce retired, if Rachel Jessup Paul Pierce retired.
Baby. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.